And so soon? You really showed that orc chieftain a thing or two in battle a few moons past, didn't you? The whole village has been rife with gossip. Come, come, sit by the fire a while. We have much to discuss. Welcome, thrice welcome, to Robbie's Medieval Life on FBI Radio.
Oh, radio? What's that, my lord?
Ah, come by the fire, Mitchell. Radio, it's a fine tool, it really is.
Ah, the letter.
That's Bernie there. Welcome.
Hello there.
Whoa.
My name's Robbie.
What letter, my lord?
What a letter.
Okay. That's enough of that, I think. Okay, hello. We're going to be with you midday till 1. Last week, we had a few issues with the Wii and the old Grundig TV set we had here in the studio. Mitch accidentally didn't strap up his wrist to the Wiimote before pulling out a driver in golf.
Yeah, I get it. I'm an idiot, dude. Come on.
This led to the TV copping the first swing of the day in the form of a high-speed projectile. We were lucky enough to have a repairman in the studio to fix it up for us, and now we are happy to announce the TV is back in working order.
Yeah.
You've got. Do you want us to clap here, Rob? You've written applause in the dock.
To celebrate, and in line with today's theme, medieval, we've brought in a classic video game recommended by Bernie, our in-house video game expert. Bernie, what have you got for us?
That's right, I'm in-house and I'm an expert. So I've brought in a medieval game as you guys requested when you SMS'd me last night.
Okay, awesome.
It's a classic. You boys are probably familiar with the franchise.
Okay, what are we... Yeah.
Total War? Ring a bell? More specifically, I've brought in today Shogun Total Joust for the Wii.
I like the sound of it. I mean, it's a little bit off the mark, isn't it, though? Shogun's not really medieval, but...
No, actually, I think it's a Shogun... Hang on, I'm just going to get this up quickly here, because I know Shogun's not medieval. It was the military dictator of Japan during the period of 1185 to 1868. So, that's definitely not... I mean, it's like the medieval period. It's not the right...
Oh, well... Yeah, it's the only multiplayer total war game.
Anyway, a bit of a mix-up. Let's keep things rolling along.
All right, well, let's boot it up, shall we?
Yep, yeah, boot it up. Okay, here we go.
All right,
everyone's got their Wiimotes here? Everyone's holding their Wiimote?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Wrist strap secured.
Okay, cool. Bernie, do you mind setting this up for us?
Okay, looks like we've got the single-player menu here.
I'm excited to get all of us involved, all of us boys
can't
around.
Can't really see a multiplayer option.
Okay.
Maybe, should I go through, like, video, audio settings?
Okay, go audio settings.
Audio settings. All right, hang on.
Display settings.
Maybe if we just crank this here.
Okay, that's audio.
Burning my ears, dude. My ears.
Jesus, burning my ears, dude.
Bernie, I just want to play.
Hang on. We got the controller layout here at the top.
No, it wouldn't be that.
What's that?
Display settings. That's pretty dumb. That wouldn't be it.
Gosh. Okay, I don't even know.
It's weird. It's like a
cursor speed. I don't know what
map render
would
speed.
Be.
Okay, so this is
there.
Once more Robbie's Medieval Life. We're about to play.
Oh,
Shogun Medieval Joust.
I think I accidentally bumped something in the audio settings.
Oh, hang on.
Is that you clapping, Rob?
Wait, this is pretty lit.
Where are your hands?
Oh, what the heck?
Whoa,
this is lit.
I don't remember Wii being this cool. Actually,
Mitch is gonna dance for a bit.
Oh!
Yes, Lord!
Yeah!
Alright!
Where did you get here from?
Yeah! Let's do this!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
You gotta tune to Robbie's Medieval Life on FBI. Check the entire track list on the program's page. We've also allowed exclusive streaming on SoundCloud Go. That's behind a paywall of only $10. If you like what you hear, pay up. $10, it's literally two lattes. Very cool.
Woo!
FBI Radio. Robbie's Medieval Life.
In the healthy, fetal, in the...
The Epic of an Insurance Agent by Harry Merry from his album First Contact. You're listening to Robbie's Medieval Life on FBR Radio. Over the weekend, the RML boys, that's myself, Robbie, and my two amigos, Mitchell and Bernie, attended the St. Ives Medieval Fair. The catch being, we didn't have tickets, but we did have faux media passes. Here is the audio of us arriving and deliberating about where we should park.
There it is. Event parking. Okay.
It's nice. That's it.
We could always just bush bash through there.
True.
Yeah.
Or something. Or like so park across the road. Yeah.
Okay.
So, oh, no, this looks alright.
Are we still recording?
We can park. It looks like. Oh, no.
When do I turn?
Maybe just go left here, son. Show them the pass.
Just get confused, yeah.
No.
Just keep going. That's good.
Hey, we just played dumb.
Yeah.
Prepaid
tickets. Park and pay. Park and pay. Should we park and pay or prepaid?
Prepaid.
Okay. Yeah, we've already paid.
Okay, here we are, RML boys, entering the prepaid car park to the St. Ives Medieval Fair.
Bernie Mitchell and myself, Mitchell. Robbie, in the car here.
Just keep going. Just go like as far around that way as you can.
I reckon. And the shed.
And then we'll probably walk the perimeter.
Which one?
This one. They got it fucking fenced off.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, what does that say?
Dude, they got this shit in lockdown.
Orcs park free.
This one here.
No, no, don't park here.
This is so in the middle of everywhere.
We want to go like incognito.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, you said it.
All right, now he's looking at us.
This guy's looking at us.
Well, everyone's just looking at us.
Oh, dude, now you're skidding out.
I'm skidding out of control.
Go left here.
All right, left.
I reckon, yeah, park like away.
You gotta stop.
Away from the entrance.
Tell me to stop, Bernie.
No, it's ain't prepared.
Oh, you're kidding.
This is the police. Oh, God. Why are they in medieval gear? It's so weird.
Hang on.
Should they have more respect?
Just go around. Hang on.
There's
actually police there.
Shouldn't they have more respect than to be dressing up like this? Taking the piss?
There's cops over there.
Where?
Like, just over there.
That's actual cops?
Yeah, like, go through here.
Should I park here?
Yeah, maybe just park,
the
yeah.
It's pretty out of the way.
Taken away.
Oh shit, oh my god, there actually is, look.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think anyone's in the car, I think that's just the car there. Those guys literally just opened that gate to go through there. I think we can just go through there.
Yeah, if we act like, wait, if we sit in the car for a bit, and then what,
scope
like, just,
for a little
I can scope and make sure there's no cops in that car, and then just we go in.
Look like you're grabbing stuff from the car. Probably don't need to do that, eh?
Because that's connected, that's the whole thing, right? That's connected.
Yeah. Alright, so we've all got our media passes, media passes.
Yeah, can you see if there's people in that car? I can't tell.
Hats.
Oh, alright, I'm getting kind of
sunglasses. Did you do sunglasses?
No.
Boys, you didn't tell me.
Anyone with a pet talk or anything?
Oh, here we go. Some of these. Oh, are you kidding?
No, serious.
I'm like crazy.
Dude, I look like a freaking pimp if I wear these. Nah, that's too much. It's just drawing unnecessary attention to myself.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I might throw up.
Alright, don't do it in my car.
Are there cops in that car? I can't tell. I don't think they are.
You guys want a mint?
Yeah, I can't. I need one.
I'll take one. Mitch?
Yeah, I can feel it coming up.
Alright. Let's knock back that mint. You alright?
Are there people in that car?
Definitely not okay.
I can't tell.
Are there police in that car?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to work out.
If we go over and knock on the window?
If there are police in that car, they're looking straight at us. And like...
Yeah.
Should we just get out and walk down to there?
Can you get out and have a look? Because like you look the least suspicious, I reckon.
I'm wearing high-vis, man.
He's in high-vis.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, that's true.
But high-vis looks like I'm important. Yeah. I'll walk
from
down.
Where? There's nothing behind me.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk down to that park. You see down that park?
Yeah.
I'm going to walk down there and use my peripherals. Check if there's police. And I'm going to signal to you boys.
Don't be
on the way back, I'm going to signal thumbs up. And that means get out of the car and I'll meet you boys at the fence.
All right, you...
Okay, I can see there's Seki over there. And hi, Viz.
Seriously?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, true.
I think it's actual cops.
What?
I think it's an actual cop.
In the high vis?
No, you're right.
Dude, I look exactly like it's the same vest.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty good. Maybe you just like open the gate for us as well as us, and we'll just look like.
Yeah, that's true. We have to do that. You're our guy.
Okay, I'll walk past the cops first, just to.
Yeah, I just walked in.
No, we can just do this.
Yeah.
Should we just go now?
Let's just walk in.
Yeah. Look, wait to see if any cops come out of here. No cops came out of there. I mean, we're burning daylight.
Yeah, just go in.
We've only got like 10 minutes.
Should I keep this recording? Keep this going?
Probably should, yeah.
Alright. Okay. We're in.
Right,
Somehow we're in.
We've actually made it in.
Okay, we are now inside the medieval fair, RML here, Robbie Bernie Mitchell, reporting inside.
Okay, what's first, boys? Where do we go? Might stop this now, it's gone for a while.
Yeah, sure.
Together 5 days a week. day at least, together from 9 till 3. You showed me the truth, that with every day I could learn the ways of the world in a single dance. But you're not my teacher, and I don't want you. I'm gonna save my young mind for that teacher who's only teaching.
You're not my teacher. The Teacher, featuring Conan Moccasin by Kieran J. Callinan. That fantastic single came out a couple of years ago now. You're listening to Robbie's Medieval Life on FBI Radio. You there, yes, you, listening now, step right this way as we enter into some more audio of the RML boys at the St. Ives Medieval Fair. That's Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell lapping up the atmosphere. Yes, you, listening right, step right this way. Come here, please enjoy.
Is this
a
knife?
Boys,
it's a big knife as well. Must be one of those fake ones, I guess.
Yeah.
It's time, like a juggalo.
Are you ready for me?
Oh, here we go. Here's the puppet show.
Yeah, you can talk to me. It's not television.
The puppet show at the Snipes Medieval Fair. Take it away.
Okay. Are we ready at the back?
Yes.
Shall we start now?
Yes.
Go on.
Yep.
I mean, I can come back later if you want.
No, start.
Vice and gentlemen's voice, it goes. Let's have a big clap for me, Alekina. Ta-da! Applauso, applauso. Grazie. Thank you, yes. It's me, Arlecchino, the famous Italian puppet, yeah. You ever heard of me before?
Yes.
Who said no? What's it going to be famous if nobody's ever heard of you?
God, I hope they don't ask us a ticket.
Yeah, because I'm famous.
Sorry, man.
Famous of being
famous. No, I'm all right.
You're very well known for being famous. And hey, guess what?
Well, let's just focus on the puppetry.
I have an announcement to make. Guess what?
The guy collecting tickets, and we don't have one.
I'm glad you asked me that.
Guess what?
I have an announcement to make. Guess what?
What?
Well, how am I going to tell you if you keep asking me what? What? I beg your pardon? What? Oh, yeah. Announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today's puppet show is canceled.
Oh, what?
No, I can't do it
Let's get out of here.
He never pays me. He never gets enough of
the... That's a shame. That was really annoying. I was looking forward to that.
I don't know why they would cancel it just like that.
So they just cancelled the puppet show.
Like minutes.
Tickets?
Shit. Okay. All right, let's move right here. Let's roll right.
Tickets?
Yeah, man, we're having a good day. Cheers.
Right. Oh, media pass, I see.
Yeah.
On you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, on your way, boys.
That was a close call, man. That was close.
Ticket?
Another guy. Okay.
You got your tickets? Hey there, you got your tickets?
Hey. Oh, media pass, okay.
Yeah, media pass here, yeah.
On your way.
Okay, thanks, man. All right, here we are. We went out at the Stoccata School of Defense at the St. Ives Medieval Fair.
The Stoccata School of Defense.
Sassy. And the only thing stopping me.
Oh, dude. Holy. No chill. This is legit. They got real swords.
Dude, this is low-key no chill, man.
Yeah, low-key no chill, like straight up, honestly.
I didn't quite see what happened, but...
Could have bested both of those boys while still at the wet nurse.
God, lucky we've got these media passes, boys, otherwise we'd be cooked, I tell you what.
I know, the amount of times the ticket guys come past.
Tickets?
Not again.
Everyone got their tickets?
All right, Bernie, move a bit faster, man.
Is he following us?
We've told him like five times, he's checked us. He knows we've got the media pass.
It's a different guy. I think they just look at this and they've got the beard.
Okay, I suppose let's go to a song now. We'll regroup and check out some more fantastic offerings here at the St. Ives Medieval Fair. You're listening to RML on FBI.
Look at those rocks.
In the morning, he'd be gone. She came in
says, can I read it too? Hey, there's a letter for you downstairs on the table. Played it cool so long that he couldn't remember how a broken heart could feel. She came in from out of town. He tore out just to find her.
The Letter by Arthur Russell from his beautiful album Love Is Overtaking Me. You've got to tune to Robbie's Medieval Life on FBI Radio.
RML reporting for FBI at the St. Ives Medieval Fair. Hello, I'm Robbie Armfield. With me is Benny Bolgi and Mitchell Jason. We're having a wonderful day. Really enjoying all the food and excitement, the many stalls and the people are marvellous. They're all wearing different costumes. It's really quite a full-on experience. We've located now a haunted house, so to speak.
It's a medieval torture chamber, if I'm not mistaken.
Medieval torture chamber, and there's an old haggard man at the entrance that's sort of eyeing up the young children.
He's got an axe.
He's holding an axe. It's a hatchet.
It's a real axe.
It's bigger than a hatchet, man. Yeah, it looks like a broadsword hatchet.
So we're about to walk through the torture chamber right now and then see how we react.
Okay. Shall I go first?
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll go through now. Okay. Cool. Yep. I'm not going to lie, it's very hot
in
here.
It's like 40 degrees in here.
Oh, God.
It's probably, 50 degrees in here?
Okay, is there anything interactive or is it?
Oh, part of the exhibit.
I don't know. What's... Okay, I can't understand. Whoa! That was a jump scare, to say the least.
Severed hand hanging from the roof.
Man, I thought that was real for a sec. Oh, jeez Louise.
Are you part of it?
No. You're not part of it? Setting things up. I was a bit scared by you.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I thought you were part of the exhibit.
You were terrifying.
So you're not part of it? I think we've gone the wrong way, guys. Oh, it's a dead body smeared in excrement.
It's the rat torture.
Oh.
The rats are placed on the body with a cage over the top. The body has been smeared with honey and stuff that's appetizing to the rat, and the rat begins to eat it and then eats through the flesh of the victim, of the accused, of course. Just to really do it to criminals who've been accused of a crime, of course.
Is that, I was going to say, is that smeared excrement on the body there or
no? Yeah, that's, yes, blood.
Oh, just blood.
What would you have to do to...
It's a torture. Torture is designed to accuse, yes, to get confessions, you see.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, if they're found guilty, you know, well, it's...
So treason or something.
Execution.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, your axe there.
It's serious to get that. Well, some people are complaining about my torture techniques. They're saying that the problem is torturing, people will confess to anything just to get out of the torture. Yeah. But I don't agree with that. See, if I agree with that, then I'm really out of a job, aren't I? So, people will confess.
Real?
Oh, absolutely.
So you're a bit disingenuous.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't agree with their criticisms. I've got sort of...
morally corrupt.
Yeah, well, I've got vested interests here.
Okay.
I'm a businessman. Okay,
A businessman, okay.
My business is
synonymous with what I just said, I guess, but,
I mean, what would happen to me? Poor, think of all the poor torturers and executioners would be out of business if torture was found to be useless.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, meaningless and have no purpose, defeat its own purpose. It's not good for the business.
Do you think this is what they should do to Coney? You know, Coney 2012?
No, I don't know Coney 2012. Who's Coney?
He is a despicable...
He's a bit after your time.
He's a despicable African man that's...
No, he's a bit after his time.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Of course. What year are we currently in? What year are we in?
Oh, we're 1400s, 1500s.
You're not sure?
That's a broad... It's a broad period.
Broad strokes.
Yeah. I'm eternal.
They didn't measure it.
Forever.
Okay.
I'm immortal.
All right, why don't we put you down here for lying?
Yeah,
I'll talk to you for lying.
I'm in charge here, boys.
Okay.
Get the rats out.
All right, get him out of here.
Okay, that was the owner of the... he's still talking to us from outside.
That was the owner of NPCs. NPCs.
I was the owner of the torture chamber here at St Ives Medieval Fairgrounds.
I don't think he was acting either.
He's full on.
He was holding a real axe. And he was, you know, throwing it around in front of us. It was quite intimidating while he was laughing. It was very... boys, it's f***ing 50 degrees in here, but there's more than one liquid coming out of my body right now.
All right, Bernie, and with that... Oh, God, I'm sweaty. Okay, let's...
Can we get out of here?
Yeah, let's walk out.
Degrees.
It's 100 degrees in here, so we're going to sign off for the moment. RML signing off at the St Ives Medieval Fair. Here's a song, FBI.
Okay, it's scary.
Yeah, very scary.
Don't Vote by Cass McCombs from his wonderful album Catacombs came out 10 years ago this year. You're listening to Robbie's Medieval Life on FBI Radio. The RML boys, that's myself, Robbie, and my two amigos, Mitchell and Bernie, attended the St. Ives Medieval Fair over the weekend. Here is some audio. You there listening right now, please.
RML reporting for FBI at the St. Ives Medieval Fair. We have been having a wonderful day. We're about to go now to have a look at...
got some live music.
A live music, a musician of sorts. Let's go and check it out. Hi, guys. Do you mind if we stand a while?
That guy got me pressed into military service. That guy's such an asshole. He thinks he's so cool. Look at him. He's jumped on the table with a young girl.
Oh, no.
And now her head is...
Oh.
Red.
So it's like the genesis of like street rap and stuff.
About a bit too much mead, you know, just to, you know, cool off. It's very hot. It's very hot today, so I've had a bit of mead.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, being in that tent there did no favours for my heat.
I had to have a bit of mead to, you know, cool myself off.
Yeah.
It's the only thing on tap here. They have no water. It's
yeah,
just mead.
Dancing along as we did there.
Sweating
like
gonna make up for it in the mead.
Sweating like a pig, you know, you add mead to the equation.
Tell you what, it's a toxic combination. The heat, those kind of tunes, and a jug of mead. And, you know,
yeah.
Sign me off.
Add a couple of pies to the equation there.
Light
and
off, man.
But,
oh, here's Mitch. Mitch, you were caught up back there?
Oh, sorry, yeah, I was caught up. Just having a chat.
You were eyeing up the old last week.
Yeah, I asked her for a number or everything. I don't know if she was just going and sort of being in character, but she said she didn't have a phone. And,
yeah, okay. I feel like a lot of people today have kind of held their line with their character. It's kind of annoying because we can't like talk logistics with them in terms of like getting a photo.
I wouldn't mind coming back to do the dog petting again tomorrow.
The what?
The dog petting. Remember there was the...
Oh, the flaming arrows.
Oh, yeah.
The torture chamber.
I wouldn't mind going back through that tomorrow if you boys are free.
I'll be honest, I'll definitely be bringing my own water if that's the case. I can't be doing with all this mead.
I'm bringing... I'm going to bring a date tomorrow, actually.
Who are you bringing, Bernie?
Just a date.
Ah, okay. What's her name?
I just thought that it would be...
Huh? Not the musician.
What do you mean, the musician?
From before.
Or the one that Mitch asked out?
The one that I asked out. Not her.
No, okay. I wouldn't do that.
No,
I wouldn't do that.
She'll be here already.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hope so, do you?
I hope so.
Mitch, why?
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, you know, I just keep my options open.
It's a bit of a medieval mindset there.
Robbie's medieval life. Robbie's medieval life here.
Robbie's medieval life.
Robbie's medieval life on FBI radio here. Currently reporting at the St. Ives Medieval Fair in the heart of St. Ives Fair Showgrounds.
It's just showgrounds, there's no fair in the title.
Yeah, righto, mate. Speak for yourself.
Getaway Ride by Ramona Lisa from the beautiful album Arcadia. Ramona Lisa is the alternative moniker for Caroline Polachek, member of Chairlift, and also goes under CEP. You've got to tune to Robbie's Medieval Life on FBI Radio.
RML currently in the vehicle, my vehicle, after a fun-filled day at the St. Ives Medieval Fair.
RML reporting. We're just here for the Medieval Fair. We're just listening back to the recordings we got. I'm doing my own my own recording.
Oh, right.
Sort of just playing the timing now. The kind of...
right.
The general...
Turn that down. Yeah, we'll just turn that down for Ken Burney. Right now, we're currently in my vehicle. This is Robbie here.
Robbie's
vehicle. Just one second, Mitch. I just can't hear you.
Do one at a time.
I can barely hear myself. Think in your voice.
I can barely hear yourself talk.
Should I maybe just stop?
Let me just give them a gist of what's actually occurring right here. Probably be best. Okay, you stop that. All right. Currently in my vehicle, this is Robbie reporting for RML for FBI Radio at the St. Ives Medieval Showground Fair. We've seen a number of fantastic sights and sounds, the various characters roaming about. Everyone's been lovely. We've enjoyed the food, the sights, the sounds, all of it. We've got in the car with me Burney and Mitchell as well. Say hi, guys. Say hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry.
I can't hear you talking.
What is this thing back of?
Well, yeah, I should probably reiterate. What we're doing right now is we're currently listening back to some of the audio that we've captured at the fair.
We'll just listen to them now.
So that's an example.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Some of it's pretty good. I like it.
It's pretty good, yeah.
There's a lot of crowd noise.
Yep.
Well, I just want to turn that down, Bernie.
Okay.
So we probably won't. We probably won't air that bit either. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so just mark that one down as not arable.
Okay,
yeah,
not arable.
All right, thanks, man.
So well, how many is that? It's about 6 out of 7 so far that were pretty unairable.
That one's not arable.
I don't know what we're
going to... Looks like you've marked most of them as unairable.
Yeah. It's funny because we recorded so much, it sort of felt like we had maybe a full show ready, but we're listening back now and some of it seems to be less than desirable, so to speak. But, yeah.
I think while you're in the... While we're in the mix and we're...
Dave, I'm back.
Sorry.
Oh, wrong thing, yeah.
While we're there and we're sort of... Speak up. While we're there, we're just sort of yes men and we're like laughing and getting each other, you know, pumped up. But then when you listen back, it's not very good.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's the nature of improv, I guess. It's the nature of improv.
Yeah.
For any budding content creators out there that sort of want to know what the reality of a life of content creation is like, well, you're really seeing it bones and all right here, as we review back on what we've captured at the St. Ives Medieval Fair, most of it going in the trash can, so to speak. But you've got to risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah. I'm a little bit bummed about that. I kind of liked that. The last five we deleted.
I'm okay with it because Picasso famously threw out, like...
You would quote Picasso.
Yeah, well, Picasso, like, you know, the famous painter, he threw out, like, something like 80% of his paintings or something. Yeah. And that's, like, pretty much what we found today. 6 out of 7 is 80%, obviously.
Yeah. So. I did the maths, yeah.
Might just check the calculator.
We're actually parked next to the unicorn exhibit, which is really cool as well, I should probably mention. Who was that? That was a...
actually, just a Spotify playlist I made for today.
That wasn't the people that we saw before?
Nah.
Was that Picasso out?
Huh?
In the fair?
Oh, come on, mate. Stop taking the piss.
Just an ambience I recorded while you guys are having lunch.
Oh, let's have a listen.
What do you think?
Yeah.
The real
life. What does this place sell? I think Do not touch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Why not? That was a video, actually, where you touched the sword.
Oh, right. For any budding content creators out there, I know at RML we receive a lot of messages from fans saying, love the show.
Get me on the show, I want to do this.
Love the show, get me on the show, whatever. But mostly they say, love the show. I'm a content creator myself. What do you think of this? And I'll send through an example of what they're about. Usually it's half-assed and pretty shit. But, you know, they also ask advice. You know, obviously RML boys were high flyers. What? Sorry, Bernie, if you just... what are you doing? You're watching videos there.
Sorry.
Obviously us RML boys...
Sorry, Robbie.
If somebody was to come up to you, as they regularly do, and say, how do we succeed? How do we get better at what we do? Instead of individually responding to, you know, we get hundreds of messages, instead of individually responding to each one, I'd say let's just take this broadcast as an opportunity to really inspire young content creators out there.
I'm saying
let's, basically the long short of it, let's inspire young content creators out there.
Get out there and do it, guys. That's what I have to say about it.
Okay, that's Bernie's advice.
I don't have anything prepared.
You don't have anything
just
prepared?
Just get a camera, a hat, sunscreen, sunnies, shoes,
uh-huh.
Bob's your uncle.
Actually, that's
get
good.
Get out
yeah.
in the field, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Just start filming people.
Get out there. Yeah, I'd say have some ideas. Have a little bit of a think
but
about
it. But have fun while you're doing it, you know what I mean? Don't
yeah,
just
yeah.
sit
yeah.
around and, you know, and film for the sake of it. Have fun when you're doing it, you know? Just make a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Run around, maybe, spin around.
Have fun, be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself, film, yeah.
Are you filming now, Bernie?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
just my phone.
Long and short of it, have fun, be yourself, and record it as well, so then you can upload it onto various platforms. Mm. And
make sure you press record as well.
Get a GoPro.
Yeah. Get a GoPro. That's number one,
get
obviously.
Sponsored by GoPro, sponsored by Red Bull. Makes your life a little bit easier.
We've found that. We've certainly found that, yeah. Red Bull, big ups.
I've worked wonders.
Worked wonders.
No audio.
My bank account.
GoPro, a little bit less to be desired, but we are absolutely still on board with that product.
Not official partners of FBI, so it doesn't matter.
No.
GoPro can go suck it.
Yeah, fuck GoPro. Fuck GoPro, man.
GoPro can go... GoPro can go produce a shit and eat it.
Hmm. Alright, we need to refine our comedic instincts, I think, here at RML. As we just heard there.
We need a GoPro. We don't need one, but we need to.
Alright. Let's,
okay, wrap that up.
Let's shut up these stinkers, show, Bernie. Okay.
Yeah, beautiful.
St. Ives Medieval Showgrounds here with RML for FBI, proudly sponsored by Red Bull.
The ticket guy's coming.
Okay. All right, we're going to turn this off.
Just run down the window and...
So delete 80% of what we've recorded, pretty much.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Like, can we get rid of the...
Let's go. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, media pass.
Get it out, get it out.
How does he not see your face? Like,
I'm trying, man. There's kids behind me. Don't treat me so. RML, Robbie's Medieval Life there, the very special edition. We were at the St. Ives Medieval Fair. I hope you enjoyed the coverage. I just want to say thanks again for having us.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
yeah.
Why? Awesome, sorry, why are
awesome,
we
awesome.
Here? We
RML boys in the studio we, here.
Yeah, obviously that was pre-recorded, so I don't know why you asked us to come in. Obviously,
you said we'd like do some banter, and now there's like 3 minutes left. There's no time at all. Actually, we have a song.
Yeah, that's true. And then we've got the playlist with Amelia Jenner from 1 till 3. She's going to be announcing the album of the week and all the tunes that you'll be hearing throughout the week on the station.
Why'd you bring us in at 7:30, though?
It's just... it just works for me.
Wrote up about 3 hours of content.
All right, guys. Thanks, guys. All right, cheers. Goodbye from Bernie Bolgi.
Okay, well, it's a bye. I don't know if it's good.
All right, goodbye, Mitchell JC.
Might be for good.
The finale every Monday, midday till 1. And goodbye from me, Robbie Armfield. You've been listening to Robbie's Medieval Life.
Yeah, it is
again.
A goodbye.
Yeah, all right. Again, the playlist with Amelia Jenner, 1 till 3. We're going to leave you now with a beautiful track. It's from a beautiful album. It's by Laurel Halo. The album is called Dust. It's a new one from her. The track is called Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Thank you.